Hey guys, it's Afi Pittman, aka Author of Faith, and welcome back to my 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. Today's confession is I date in a way that pleases God. The scripture that I feel supports this is Song of Solomon 8 and verse 4. Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires, or until it's time. So the Bible really doesn't talk about dating, and that's kind of problematic for single Christians because you would think, well, the Bible talks about so many other things, basically almost pretty much every other thing, but not that. And I mean, maybe it's just because people didn't date back then. You know, I mean, Adam and Eve didn't date before they got married in the Garden of Eden. You know, it's a marriage, I think it's a marriage. But, it just didn't occur the way that it does today. So, the reason why I chose this scripture is because it is hard. It is hard not to quote unquote awaken love when you are dating a man and he's dating you and you both like each other. You're both sexually attracted to each other. You both maybe want marriage and children and family, and you both feel like, you know what, it's only been a couple of months, but I really like her. I really like him. It's hard. It's hard to keep your hands to yourself. It's hard to not get ahead of yourself. It is hard to date in a way that pleases God when you really like somebody, right? But here's the thing. I promise you, I don't have all the answers when it comes to dating in a way that pleases God. But what I can tell you is that I promise you, if you day by day, if you insist that you will not awaken or arouse love before it is time, I promise you that you will date in a way that pleases the Lord. Because here's the thing, the Lord is a jealous God. He's a jealous God, and he doesn't want to share his rightful place in your heart with anybody else, even if he did put that man in your path, even if he sent him to where he knew you were going to be, even if he sent you to where he knew he was going to be. He doesn't want that man to have his rightful place in your heart. So if you don't awaken or arouse love before it's time, you will be in a much better position to not place a man, no matter how great he is during the dating process, even if you're going to marry him one day, you'll be in a much better position to not put him in the Lord's rightful place in your heart and in your life. All right, so today's confession again is I date in a way that pleases God. Don't forget to confess your way to success, and we'll see you tomorrow for tomorrow's confession.